ויהיה לחרונו. וכסיד עשז ויפקה במוקם ויולן שום, כיבוע השמש. אז כמות לחום וניריץ תחור, ונאמרי סד, איך שעברתי המוקם שספר לו באביסאי, נדע פסטו למוקם, where my father's daven at the base of Migdash. Fani lo is spouted by night and daven there. His burla meder, so he wanted to return. Kivon, the hero of Bedaitilam, had there as soon as he decided to return, kov to la yarya miyad, right away there was a kvitz that Derech made a short route. Fayifka b'mokim, and he met into that place. The rach, another pshat is, ein pkil elot filo, loshen of tegiyah here, means davening. Shneman the Pesach says, v'ato atispalo b'yadom azeh, Piatisa Badam Rimot Fila, Piatitkabi, Fayolam Shom Kibwa Shemesh, and the book.
Yes, here's the proof. The word Tegiyah means Lashon of Tfila. Tirosa, the Yifka Boy means that he doesn't. Here's the price of the Mount Brocha says that Yaakov Avinu was Mustakan Tfila's Narav. Hadigmar says, Bosa the Tzoli, after Yaakov Avinu Davind, is Boilam Eder, he wanted to go back, he wanted to go back to where he came from. Is Omar Koresh Boko said no. Tzadik Zebol Lebeis Maloini, the Tzadik Yaakov came to the Harabayis, to the Mokra Migdash, as Yifta Blalinish, you go away without sleeping there, is not, because the Boko wants him to sleep there. The shame of a Tzadik, because the Boko wants him to keep him there. Is Miyad, right away, the Pesach says, Bo Hashem is the Shem came. In other words, it became dark, so he wasn't able to travel home. So Mora says, but I'm a disciple, that's what the Pesach says. Vayizroch lo Hashemesh, that the sun shined for him. So the question is, v'chiloi b'lvad zorcha, did the sun only shine for him? V'haloi l'chol elam kulei zorcha, it shined for the whole world. El arad omra v'yitzchok, Shemesh shebo bavuroi, the sun that came because of him, zorcha bavuroi, also shine now, and it went down because of him. So that's the Kosh Baruch Hu kept him here to sleep overnight. Now the Gemara goes back, and we know, and how do we know the Kol Yisrael the David? That David's children were wiped out. In other words, now that David was mishapach, changed around by Kodesh Baruch Hu asked him, that first David said, let me fall beyond my enemy and not my children. And then David changed his mind, and David to Hashem, no, save me, but wipe out my children. So how do we know this happened? How do we know the Kol Yisrael the David? So what said, the Chassidus Apostolic in Malachim, it says, V'yasalyo, Eima Chazio, Asalya was the mother of Achazio. Rosa, she saw Kimeis Beno, that her son died. Vatokim Vatabed is called Zera Hamamlocha. And it was wiped out, all the children of the kingdom. So that's the riot, that all the children were wiped out. For the Morai, Vashtai Elei Yoish. Ah, Yoish was left over. So one was left over. So Morai says, Hosam Nami Yishtai Rav Yeser. Like by Noiv Irakanim, also one was left over. So therefore, since one was left over there, here that David got his punishment back, neither connected neither, one of his children was also left over. Tassiv, it says over there, Vayimolet ben echod l'achimelech, ben achitoyev v'shmoy avyosa. That he was saved from near Nevakanim. So therefore now also, David was also saved, one of his children. And Omer Yudam Arav, Ilmolet l'nishtar avyosa l'achimelech ben achitov. If it wouldn't have been that this one was saved from Noiv Yerakhanim, then Lo Nishtayim Mizarash David Shor V'Polit, nobody would have been left over from David's children at all. But that says Midi Kneged Midi, that since the Noiv Yerakhanim was killed out, the children of David was also killed out. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Bo Aleim Sancheref Harosho, B'Aboyim V'Chamish Alefish. When Sancheref came to fight, he came with 45,000 men, Bnei Melochim, they were all the children of the old princesses. Yoshvim Bekroim Shalzov, they were sitting in chariots of gold, V'imoyim Shaglonais, there the Malchus, right, the queen was with them, V'zoinis, they also had the Zoinis with them. U'v'shmoyim Melech Giborim, and they had 80,000 strong men, Levushe Shurim Klipa, they were wearing this type of clothing, of warriors' clothing. U'v'shishim Melech, and 60,000 Achuzi Cherif, people that knew how to hold onto this sword. Rots in the front of them, running in front of them. The Yashar Proshim, and the rest of them were the regular soldiers. So these Duas and Cherif came against the Klai Yisrael, Peshas Hiskiyo. The Mor says, V'chein Bo al Avram, the same thing when the four Melochim came to fight against Avram, was also the same type of an army. And v'chein asidim lovoi im goyg u'mogog. When goyg u'mogog will have the last mechomo, there will also be such a big army coming to fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Mitzvah will be by Moshe HaMashiach. From Asnitza Tanya and the Braisi, we learned Orech Machneu, how long was his camp? Our boy Meyas Parsei, it was 400 Parseis. In Roch of Tzava Susov, our boy in Parsei, and that's the line of horses that he had, standing next to one next to another, was also 40 Parseis long. Sach Machneu, how many altogether was his army? Mosayim Vishishim. Ribuyim Alpayim, there was 2,000,000 and 600 and 600,000. Chosachad, missing one. So the question is, what does it mean, Chosachad? How much was missing here? So Boyabai is the question. Chosachad Ribuy is missing, it's missing 1,000, 10,000. Or Chosachad Alp was missing 1,000. Or Chosamaya missing 100. Or Chosachad missing 1. Take is the question. No, but the suffix, exactly how much was missing. Tana went on like this. The first company that came swam across the river. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'cholof Yehuda Shotaf, and they will overflow. V'yovar, Amtsoyim, the second ones, Avru B'kuma, they walked across. Or at least they went across standing up. Shenem the Pasuk says, Atzavar, Atzava Yagil, they will reach even to the neck. Achreinim, the last group, helu off of raglayim, they made dirt come up by their feet. Flemotzamayim b'no lishtos, and there wasn't any water left over in the river to drink. Hachaviyamayim mokamacha b'shos, so that had been water from other places to drink. Shneur the pasuk says, ani kureisi v'shisisi mayim, that he had a dig and then was able to drink water. For the Gemara Ivok, see if the Pasuk says, Vayetze Malach Hashem, Vayaka Bamachne, Asher, Meyu Ushmeinu Mechamishim Olaf. It says the Malach came that night and killed out 185,000. Fiashkim Vaboyke Vine, Kulam Pegorim, Mason, and they woke up in the morning, they were all dead. So Mashmah saw that there was in the Machne, and he was saying there's much more. Omer Bavua, Halonu, Rashi Geis is saying, the one that the Malach killed out, they were only like the sergeants. They were the one in charge. Omer Rav Ashi, Deikanam being a true force, the Siddur said, the Mashmonov Rozon b'mashminim diyisbu, that he wiped out now the fat ones, the leaders of them. That's the ones he left out. Omer Ravina, Deikanam also being approved, the Siddur Pasuk says, Vayishlach Hashem Malach, because Baruch Hu sent the Malach, Vayichached, and he cut out Kol Gibrachai, all the strong warriors, for Nogid v'Sorba Machne, all the princesses, for Yavu Beis Lakov, and they came to the base of Hashem, O Mitzie Meyov, and the people that came out of his own like stomach, his own children, his own descendants, Shomei Pilu B'Chorov, there they killed them out, wiped them out with swords. Shema Aminah, may we hear? Shema Aminah, so you have to prove to what, that the ones that the Malach killed that night were only the Sarim, the princesses. Benachlam, there were much more people there, the rest of his army. Now the Gemara says, "B'mahikim, like how did the Malach hit kill out these people?" So Rabbi Lezer Omer, "Biyati koim, hit them with his hand." Shnem the Pasuk says, "Vayai Yisrael seyora gedolo." So the Kli Yisrael saw the great hand. So Dashin Hayad shasidili porvus Sancheriv misancheriv. The end of the Kli Yisrael will pay back to the enemy of Sancheriv. Rabbi Shur Omer, "Biyetzpa, he hit them with his hand, biyetzpa, with the finger." Shnem the Pasuk says, Vayomru hachatumim aparoi, etzpa lehim hi. This is the finger of Hashem. So Dashin, he etzpa shasidili pormas necheriv. This is the finger that will wipe out, hit back sancheriv. We have lezeb b'nei shavyesek lili oimer, omula kodesh baruch le gavriel. Kodesh baruch le told Gavriel, magloch netusha, like go and sharpen your knife. Omula fon of ribbono shel olam, Natusha v'yemedes misheshes shemei breishes. Ishno, my knife is already sharpened from sheshes shemei breishes. It's ready to do this shlichus to wipe out Sancheriv. Shnem the pasuk says, "Mavnei chorovos nadadu," like they fled from the sword. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochayimer. Oysaya Perek, at that time when Sacherib wanted to come, Zaman Bisha Perasoya. That was the time when the fruits were ripening. Is Omalat Kosh Baruch Gavriel, Sakosh Baruch told Gavriel, Kishata Yoitse Lavasho Peris, when you go out to ripen the fruits, Hizokek Lem, go and attack them. That's the time to go and attack Sancherif. Shem the Pasuk says, Mide Ovroi, when you are passing by, Yika Cheschem, go take them, Ki Va Boiker, Va Boiker Yavor, Ta Yoin Uva Loilo, Voya Rat Zuvo, Ahovin Shmua, they'll be like all, they'll be terror to understand the report. Is Amra Papa, Haino the Yamun Shi, this is what people say, Haino the Yamun Shi, Agav or Checho, Lavol, Devovcho, Ishtamoy. Like, while you're passing by, take care of the enemy also. Like here, Gavriel was passing by to make the fruits ripe, he also took care of Sancherib, he took care of his enemy. Now, the Yeshanim, some say, how did the Malach, how did Gavriel kill the host, had killed the army? V'yashomrim b'chutz min noshav ben. He blew into their nostrils. Umeis when they died. Shneimer the pasuk says v'gam noshav ben v'yaveshu. He blew into them and they dried up. Reb Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omar kapayim sofek lem. He like clapped his hands at them. He blew his hands. Shuvumeis when they died. Shneimer the pasuk says v'gam ani eker kapya kapa v'nichaisi chamosi. I will like smooth my hit my hands together and will cause them to rest. Reb Yitzchak Nafcho Omar, Oznayim Giluhem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like unsealed their ears, they're able to hear, V'shamu Shira, and they heard the praises, Mipi Chayis, from what the Chayis was singing back to Hashem, U'meisim Lidai from that. Shem HaPosuk says, V'mermesecho Nafutz HaGoyim, like from the praises, the Goyim will be scattered. Now the question is, V'kama Nishtayim Hem, as we said before, when the Malach killed out, he didn't kill them all out. He only killed out the princesses, the chiefs. But how many were still left over? So, Rav Amar Asara. Rav says, 10. Shneimer HaPosuk says, Bisharet Yaroi, Nispa Yil V'Naya Kosen, will be left over enough that a child could write down, Kama Na Yochel, how much could a child write down? Asara 10. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Tisha is only 9 left over. Shneimer HaPosuk says Venisha by Elulis, left over the grapes. Kinekev Zayi Shneim Shloisha Gagorim Brosh Omir Abo Chamisha Besifei. So run a little bit. Is it to say 4 and 5? 4 and 5 is 9. Yevishuv Levi Yama Abo Asa. 14 was left over. Shneimer HaPosuk says Shneim Shloisha Abo VeChamisha. 2 and 3, 4 and 5. So together, that's a 14. Reb Yechonon Omar, Chamisha. Only 5 was left over. Sancherib left over. Shnei Bonav, his 2 children. Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuzardan. Now, Nebuzardan, Gemara. That is Nebuzardan was left over. That's Gemara. That's a Kabbalah. Nebuchadnezzar, how do we know he's left over? That's what the passage says. Like the form of the fourth one was done to Malach Elokim, he said, as the Nebuchadnezzar said. Now, V'lav D'chas, if he himself didn't see the Malach, we know how do you know what a Malach looked like? So it must be he was saved from the Malach, he saw the Malach and he was saved. Sancherib v'shnei bonav, how do you know Sancherib was saved and his 2 children? The Pasuk says, V'ayihi, hu mishtachve beis nisrach elohov, V'yardimelech v'shirotza bonov, he called the Chorov. So Mashmah, him and the children were there. Omer Bavu, Emoli Mikra Kozen, not for this post, it was written in the Yerushal Omer, you couldn't say it over. Tehsid, the Pasuk says, B'yoyim hu, Yigalach Hashem b'tar, and that day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shave with a razor, Haschiru that was high in Bavri No, B'melech Asher, Esarosh, V'shar Raglayim, Lagamas Azok and Tisper. But the person is Mashmah, HaKadosh Baruch himself is the one that shaved off Sancherib. Now the Gemara says, Is Osa Kutshu Baruch Hu V'idmulei Kegavra Saba. HaKadosh Baruch himself appeared like an older person to Sancherib. Omulei, they said to Sancherib like this, Ki Azas Lagabi Malka Mizuch Amarav. When you're going to go to the kings of the east and the west, Tiyasisinu levinayu, the katisinu, that you took the children and killed them, my amatlun, what are you going to say to them?
Because you had them killed back, you took your army there.
Omlu Sidhera said back, Omlu Gavro, but who pachta nami?
I'm also afraid of that. It's true, I'm afraid of that.
Is Yosef Omulei, Hechi Nevet, say yes to him, like, what should I do?
Is Omulei, Shechrosh Baruch answered him back and said, Zil?
Again, Sacher asked, like, what should I do?
Somely said, Zil go, Vishani Nafshecho, and change, or disguise yourself.
Rashi says, Yeshon Atmuch, Hodesh, like,